Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast, presented to you by SRP Studios, a digital content production agency. This is my platform to discuss my experiences as a podcast producer and agency owner. Follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios and on Instagram at SRP Studios LLC. Do you want to create impactful digital content? Do you want content that will increase your reach and exposure? Well, then go to ShelbyRowProductions.com and schedule a free consultation to discuss affordable options. Link in description. And we're sponsored in part with Patreon. Support this podcast by subscribing to my tip jar. It's $1 a month. Click the Patreon link for more information. What's going on, everybody? So good to be here. So today, I'm going to go a little educational, less diary of some recent events, even though this all pertains to events that have occurred with me locally. But we're going to talk about the benefits of doing pro bono work and how I did it, why I did it, and what it's done for me. So this is, I guess, journaling, because I'm talking about some experiences and what I've learned through this process. But I thought it would be cool to present it in a way that I feel would be fun to do. And that's exactly what I'm doing today. So pro bono. That, you know, giving someone some of your services for free. You hear a lot about it with lawyers. They take on a client pro bono because they want the case, because it might be, a popular case to follow. So I, since moving and creating local, I've had to change thoughts and ideas and angles and audience members and services, and really sit down and think about what it is I can produce that will feed my local marketplace. It's not going to be traditional podcasts. I know that. I have other avenues for that, and that's always going to be a part of our portfolio. But, you know, our local boutiques, they're not going to want to put in the time for a full podcast. So I had to think of things that I could produce that would be less of a commitment by them, both financially and time, that would be great for highlighting and spotlighting their business. That's the whole point. So I started thinking of that and decided early on that I wanted to be able to provide quality filmed reels and TikToks in person. On the camera, it's shot specifically for TikToks, and I have some editors on my team that are great editing and formatting this micro content accordingly, with the size of the file or it's vertical. That's what I'm trying to say. The dimensions, how to utilize hashtags and subtitling and emojis and all the shiny things that our youth is watching now on TikTok. So I decided that I was going to really try to push that. Well, I don't have any made. So one benefit is, learning the system and setting a template. You don't know how this is going to work. You need trial by error. You need a guinea pig. So my first attempt at that was my good friend Chris Camp, Coach Camp. He has a podcast called Motivate with Coach Camp, which I should promote more on here. Check it out. It's an SRP production. We record it right here in Studio A. And I wanted to set up a setting in my other studio, Studio C to be specific, and light it and film it specifically for reels. And I let him cut three. And then with those reels, I had my editor kind of make one basic, one of the clips, a little higher end, maybe an upgrade on the subtitles, the second camera angle maybe, and then make the diamond version with all the bells and whistles. And I learned so much in the filming of that and made my mistakes, things I wish I would have done better. But at the end of the day, your participants getting free content. And Chris is a good guy anyway, but he got free content. He's like, thanks, man. And I'm like, yeah, I wish I would have done these three things different, so I'm going to do it better next time. So I learned from it, and now I have a better lay of the land and how long my commitment will be and how to set up the gear. So now the second time around will be that much better. So you learn the system and you set a template. Then what this does is when I move this off to the editing, I knew then I'd be able to gauge labor cost. Now, this is where the pro bono eats your wallet up, and that's the investment. You know, in a way, I could hire someone to make these videos for me, or I can do it all in-house. Either way, I need someone. It needs time to be edited. So, unfortunately, the part of pro bono that hurts the most is the gauging of labor cost. In essence, you are hiring one of your members to create this content for you, as though a client has requested that service. Only I'm the client. So, of course, my team member gets paid just like he normally would. But I have such a great team, and the editor that I had on this specifically, his name is PJ. He's been with me a long time. We trust each other, you know, just work well together. So it was more than just, hey, do this and tell me how long it took. We worked together to figure out, you know, how to balance the time, where are we at, gauged it. Okay, we got, you know, the gold tier at this amount of hours, the platinum tier at X amount of hours, and then the diamond tier. How much, you know, how long did that take? And then I can, how much was this worth your time, PJ? You know, here's your hourly rate. So let's figure out flat rates. So it's a great way to strengthen, at least in my mind, it strengthens my confidence behind the rates I charge. Because to some, they may seem very high. And that's because there's not a whole lot of awareness about how much work and time is actually put into making TikToks and Reels. It's crazy. 60-second TikTok can take 4 hours. No joke. If they want the cool subtitling and the emojis and multiple camera angles and zooming, if they want all the bells and whistles, a 60-second TikTok is going to cost a few hundred bucks. And that's what can turn people off. But at the end of the day, knowing that it's legit, I'm not making this number up. I see my labor, I make my margin, and that is what it is. So I'm not overcharging, and I'm not certainly not undercharging. It's just about value, you know. And I hope that my value matches the price tag, just like going to a boutique and spending $100 on a belt, right? I'd rather spend $10 on a belt, but if I feel like that belt's worth something to me and has a lot of value and is going to make my life better, then I'll pay $100 for it. So now I gauge my labor cost. I know how much it's going to cost me to make. So then now I know what to charge. So then now I can move forward and putting like a pitch deck together, presentation. And I have that confidence rolls into being able to, all right, I know in my head exactly how I want this now. I'm ready to put it on paper and push it to the public. You know, with each new person I'm pitching this to, you know, the price is out there. Can't change them. You know, you can't start charging different rates to different people and cutting deals over here and there. It's just not fair. So once they're set in stone, that's it. Maybe an up, you know, a little bit of raise in 2 years on some rates, but it has to be consistent and fair for everyone. So I have to really have confidence in the rates that I'm charging, because once it's out there, it's out there. But with this process, I always get to the point where it's time to make the pitch and good to go with the tiers and the rates. And, you know, that's really it. There's probably more to this, but I wanted to just kind of run through why I do pro bono. I do them in different situations to create different portfolios and hopes that I'm, you know, with a broad portfolio with different, you know, various projects in it with different looks and vibes, that with that I will finally catch some fire and find the right customer that will want one of the things out of the portfolio and want a lot of it, or a full audience that decides that they want reels but in a certain way, and we just fire on all cylinders. So that's why I do it. I've done reels in studio, reels on location, bringing my travel kit, and other various things in the studio, and all these podcasts I produce, and just all this craziness. It's got my brain rattled right now. I feel like I'm limping across the finish line here, so I do apologize. I'm recording this on a Friday after a very long week, and just felt like getting on the microphone and trying to keep this thing consistent. I am enjoying it again. I'm a little more organized on my end and motivated to really try to make a good effort at keeping this podcast consistent, because it really does help me a lot. It's a lot of fun for me. But until next time, y'all, let me go to my outro here. What's going on? Oh, my God, Derek. Get it together. Thank you all for listening. Go follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios, Instagram at SRP Studios LLC. Click that link tree in the description. That will take you to all of our locations. Again, we're presented to you by SRP Studios. If you want to create some awesome content, schedule that free consultation at ShelbyRowProductions.com. Also, don't forget our sponsor, Patreon. Support this podcast by subscribing to my tip jars, $1 a month. Click the Patreon link in the description for more information. All right, y'all. You have a great day.